to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hello, my friends. How are you today? I am well. Just want to stop by and share. There's been so much in our lives right now, so much going on in our society, so much going on in our individual lives. And we all feel this pressure. We all feel this weight. We all feel that life is heavy in some way or another. And that's one thing we have in common, that we're all going through our own thing. There's a quote that I'm going to say unofficially, that everyone, smile at people, because everyone is going through their own painful journey. And I believe that that is so true. And so as I've been talking to my own family members and people in the journaling community, I realize that many of us are feeling overwhelmed. And all we want to do is feel better. And so I'm going to share in this episode 6 ways that you can feel better when you're feeling overwhelmed. And if you've been feeling very overwhelmed with your life and responsibilities, then you know it can take a toll on your mental health and your well-being. And this feeling, many times it gets worse, and it may lead to anxiety or it may lead to depression. So I just want to encourage you, before you let the overwhelm take control of your life, just pause and breathe. Because overwhelm is not an emotion. Overwhelm is a state of mind. And so you have control. You don't have control over your initial immediate emotions. They're just something that happens in your body automatically. But you do have control over your feelings, your mental state of overwhelm. Before you let overwhelm control your life, think about these tips. Take what works for you. Leave the rest. Try out one of these 6 tips and see if this helps release the stress and reduce the feelings of overwhelm that you feel in your life today. So 1 is start a worry journal. Have you ever heard of a worry journal? I haven't heard about this officially until a couple of months back. I was reading this book and the author had referred to a worry journal. And so when you're overwhelmed, you probably have a mind that is full of thoughts, worries, and concerns, and fears, and regrets, and hopes, and so much more. And so you need to get all of those thoughts and emotions out of your head. And of course, I will always say there's no better way of doing that than writing it out. So specifically, starting a journal and using that journal for your stress and overwhelm, that is called a worry journal. You can call it whatever you want, of course, but for this purpose of this podcast episode, I'm going to refer to it as a worry journal. And you already may do this. This is called thought downloading. People call it a brain dump. You know, just getting those thoughts out of your head and allowing them to exist on paper. It's really easy to do. And it can be your place to vent about everything that you're worried about. Again, it's clearing up space for you to be able to become clear on what needs to happen in your life. Sometimes these thoughts just keep us unfocused on the priorities that we have in life. And so, again, allowing those to be expressed on paper in a safe container as your journal, that can be very supportive for you. Now, you want to be honest about your thought downloads. You want to be detailed, or you can be vague if you want to, but I believe that it will help to be more detailed about the thoughts that are worrying you in the moment. What you really could write down, write it out however you want. If you want to draw, if you want to paint your thoughts, you know, try it and just be intentional with your journaling practice, whatever you choose to do in that moment, and with the intention of reducing and releasing your mind from the stress and the feelings of overwhelm that you're experiencing in that moment. Don't worry about how long your entry is or how long you take to write. That is not important. Don't worry about grammar or spelling or any other quote unquote rules of writing. Just get your worries out in whatever way works best for you. And soon you may realize that, not that you had a lot to say, but you may have more clarity about why you've been so stressed and why you've been so overwhelmed recently. So if you try this out, let me know your thoughts. Or if you already do this, let me know your thoughts. The second way to feel better right now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, is, this is one of my favorite ways, completing something unfinished. So think about something that you started but haven't completed and finish it. It can be big or small, whether it's related to your current goals or not. Just choose something. It could be a coloring page. If you have not completed that coloring page, sit down and complete it. If you're a crocheter and you haven't completed crocheting, your pattern, whatever you're doing, sit down and complete it. If you haven't finished your book, sit down and complete it. If there's a project around the house that is left unfinished, for me, it's paperwork. I love paper, but I hate doing paperwork. And so for me, that's an often unfinished business in my home. So that's something I have to be cognizant of. Don't just stop here because you're feeling like, ugh, just get it done. It's not that hard. Just finish the project. When you finish something, this is why this is helpful for me and it may be for you. When you finish something, you feel a feeling of accomplishment, right? When you complete something, you feel success. I know I do. Even a small thing that you've been putting off, a little home project you started again or didn't complete, it doesn't matter. All those things could bring you a feeling that you did something, that you made a move, that you made a difference in your life. And that feels so good. When you work hard at something and you finish it, then that feels so good. And that raises the dopamine levels in your brain, the feel-good levels in your brain. And it will motivate you to move forward and continue taking action. And of course, this relieves a lot of stress and overwhelm when you are currently experiencing it. So if that's something that you feel will work for you and be supportive for you, try that. Finish unfinished business. Finish something that you started or completed. And let me know how it goes for you. The third thing is more creative. Visualize what you want. We all hear about visualization. It could be very powerful. But really what it is just you tapping into your imagination. And as many adults, we know that after we turn 18, for some reason, even earlier, we are not as imaginative as we were as children. And so when you can see something you want to either be or accomplish or get done, then taking time to visualize what you want, it can give you inspiration and motivation. And it can also allow you to work a little bit harder towards your goals and actually visualize what the process is like. So where I'm not saying just add more work to yourself. But sometimes we can be overwhelmed with the process because it feels like it is too great and it is too much. Whereas if you took time to visualize the actual steps of the process, you may realize You know what? This is not as intense as I once thought. So just take time to break it down in your brain. You know, what am I overwhelmed with now? If this project was to be completed, or if this was to be relieved, or if this was to be accomplished, how would I feel? How will I go about that? You can also journal as you're visualizing as well. It doesn't have to be, visualization doesn't have to be like only practical. It can be as simple as just taking time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, taking a break to just deep breathe and let your imagination go wild. Imagine how would your life look how could you make a difference in your life if you could choose to do whatever you want to do, if you could choose that one thing, or if you can change one thing about your life, what would that be? Can you feel how that would feel for you if that one thing changed? If you were able to release something in your life, how would you feel if you were able to release the current stress you're experiencing? Think about in your mind, how would that feel? Let your imagination be free. Let it be creative. Be open-minded. Dream up something you would love to have or do in your life. You deserve to take a moment to imagine your life the way that you desire. You deserve to take a moment to dream, right? So you don't have to be realistic. This is just you being creative. So again, just taking a few minutes a day to really visualize your dream and just dream and let your imagination be creative and just go. Then when you're done, you will more likely feel more calm and relaxed and ready to continue throughout your day. So if you choose to sit and practice visualization, let me know how that works for you. Number four, this is important. Develop healthy sleep routines. We know everyone needs sleep, even you and even me. I gotta tell myself that often. Nicole, you deserve sleep, girl. This should be our top priority, right? Whether we're stressed or overwhelmed or we're not. Sleep is obviously essential for your mind and your body and your spirit. And you need rest each night to hold on to your memories, to gain focus and energy, and to be able to get through each day. So if you don't get enough quality sleep, start looking at your daily routine, asking yourself why. Maybe you need to start getting ready for bed early. Maybe you need to stop with the caffeine or high sugary products and foods. Maybe you should put your cell phone in the restroom or somewhere outside of your reach before you go to bed. Think about what is going on. What are your patterns around bedtime? And maybe you can switch up your routine so that you're fully rested and ready for uninterrupted sleep. I'm working with a client currently, and her name is Paige, and she has trouble going to sleep at night. Why? Because she was on her phone, and she would go to bed at 9:30, but she wouldn't sleep until 11:30, 12:30, because she would get caught up on her phone as it was on her nightstand. So we just changed one simple thing in her life. We just disrupted that pattern of having her phone with her on her bed, on her bedside table. And she chose to leave her phone in the bathroom. And so now she's going to bed at 9:30. She's asleep by 10, and she's been able to get up by 6:30, do her meditation, her prayer, whatever she does in the morning, have her breakfast, and even work out before she goes to bed at 8 o'clock, to work at 8 o'clock. And so that one simple shift helped her go to bed, which set other things that she wanted to accomplish, just set everything into place. So it's like domino effects. So if that's something that you deal with, about getting good sleep, then try that and see if that works for you. Number five, find your own priorities. Choosing what's a priority for your life is a crucial part of relaxing when you feel stressed and overwhelmed. This is true in your personal life, your professional life. See, a big part of self-care and relieving that feeling of overwhelm is knowing when to put yourself first. That is so important. You should be your first priority. Why? Because if you are not nourished, if your cup is not full, if you don't know how to serve yourself well, then you won't have the capacity and the energy and what you need to be able to serve those you love care for. You won't have what you need to be able to show up fully for your clients or your customers or your employees or your community. You won't have the mental and emotional capacity and even the physical capacity to deal with your life if you are drained and if you are depleted. And so putting yourself first, making sure you have what you need, even the basic needs, your water, your exercise, your sunshine, a nourishing meal, and good sleep, and a place where you feel safe. If you don't have those needs in place, you're not going to be able to help and serve those you really care about in your life and business. If a project or something you're working on, if it's something that you thought you wanted, but it doesn't bring you joy, and you can't even remember why you're starting it, let it go. Look around your life and see, what are you a part of in your life that you don't even want to be a part of anymore? What have you started way back when that no longer serves you or supports you right now in the present? It's okay to let those go. Give yourself permission to let it go if it's no longer serving you right now. If it's no longer supportive, if it's no longer safe for you or healthy for you, it's okay to let it go. We want to focus on our values, our core values. We want to do those things that are in alignment with what our heart is truly calling for. And so often we are stuck in life because we're giving our time and energy away to the things that we don't want to do, to the things that deplete us rather than nourish us. And when you do that, that is a cause of stress and frustration and overwhelm. So again, take time to look through your life, in your personal life, in your professional life, and see, what is my priority? What is serving me right now? What is no longer serving me? And again, release those things that no longer serve you. If that works for you, let me know. All right, the last tip, number 6, is start a morning routine. I will say start a supportive morning routine because we all have morning routines, right? So morning routines, they help set the tone for the day. So if you have a supportive morning routine, then more often you will set the tone, the tone that is set for your day will be a healthy, supportive, energized tone, right? If you have an unsupportive morning routine, let's talk about this. What will a supportive morning routine look like? Starting a morning routine that is good and healthy for your body and for your mind. This may look like doing some stretching exercises or yoga or drinking tea in the morning or water, maybe water with lemon, perhaps writing in your journal or planning your day or meditating or practicing gratitude, something like that. Those things that put your mind frame in a positive state, that's a supportive morning routine. Waking up early can be a supportive routine. A negative or unsupportive morning routine will set the tone for your day as well. And so if you are waking up
and you're waking up late after you've cut the snooze button on 10 times and you're zooming up, then you stub your toe on the way to the restroom and you're rushing here, you're rushing there, you already have awakened in a state of overwhelm. And now you're going to get into your car. You forgot your coffee. You didn't have time for that. So now you're in the car. People are going slow. And now you're feeling anger while you're behind the wheel. And then you're going into your workplace. And you're carrying all of that negative emotion with you. That could have been negated if you would have chosen a more positive and supportive morning routine. I'm talking from experience. Because I've had to shift my morning routine because that second version was me. The negative, unsupportive way to wake up. That morning routine, it was unstructured. It was crazy getting my children off to school. It was just nuts. And I realized this is not going to help them with their morning and their day. This is not going to help me at all. So what I had to do was get myself up at 5:30, which is 1 hour before they get up. And then do my morning routine, my practice, my meditation practice, my reading, my writing, a hot cup of tea in the morning, take care of my own personal hygiene. And so by the time they were getting up at 6:45 or so, I was already in a good frame of mind and ready for my day and ready to help them support them, themselves, and set the tone for their own days, for their days. And so it made all the difference in my family just getting up 1 hour earlier, which means I had to go to bed 1 hour earlier as well. But that just relieved the stress and the chaos that was in our family. So again, a morning routine can help set you up for success for your day. Morning routines can provide you with a way to be energized and positive right from the moment you wake up. And it keeps you from developing a negative attitude when the alarm goes off. And it also gives you time for a little self-care. Many of us say we don't have time for self-care, but if you woke up 30 minutes earlier, that can be immediate self-care time. So what do you think about that? So just remember, as we close, there's no rules for a morning routine. Find something that works for you. Find something that is supportive for you. I'm just giving you some tips here. But again, take what you need and take what you can use to support yourself in your life and in your business. So let's just recap the 6 ways you can feel better when you're feeling overwhelmed right now. Number 1, start a worry journal. Number 2, complete unfinished business. Number 3, visualize what you want. Number 4, develop supportive and healthy sleep routines. And number 5, find your own priorities and focus on those. And number 6, start a supportive morning routine. So I hope these served you in some way. If they did, let me know. And I will be so excited to talk more with you about how these tips supported you. Thank you so much for listening and take good care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Share your thoughts with me over on Instagram at Journal Junkie. If you want to take the next step towards a more effective and sustainable journaling practice, enroll in my free mini workshop called 4 Steps to a Mindful Writing Practice. Visit www.letswriteforachange.com to learn more and to sign up. Until next time, take good care.